This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. On Monday, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory announced a plan to raise starting teacher pay about 14% over the next 2 years. He says a more comprehensive plan is forthcoming.
This is only the first step in a larger, more comprehensive plan to fund excellence in the classroom by ensuring that an effective and well-paid teacher is in every classroom in North Carolina.
This plan is backed by other Republican leaders like Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger and North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis. But Democrats like House Minority Leader Larry Hall question the governor's sincerity in addressing our state's growing troubles in education.
It's a campaign year stunt, gimmick, whatever you want to call it. It's not a comprehensive plan, and it's not backed by any long-term funding proposal. So it's bad timing, it's positioned badly, and it does not engender confidence from the public.
We are joined by WUNC education reporter Dave DeWitt, who is reporting from the Emerging Issues Forum in Raleigh, and the theme of that forum is teachers and the great economic debate. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Frank.
Tell us about this plan. What would it mean for new teachers?
You know, we're learning a lot of more details about it today. You know, we sort of only learned, yesterday, of course, about what it was. And we only learned from Governor McCrory and other Republican leaders sort of what they told us. It's a proposal. It's a plan. It's not a piece of legislation yet. That'll come in May during the short session. So one of the details that we're hearing more about today is that instead of just paying new teachers at this higher salary and raising them up to $35,000 a year, it also will encompass teachers, any teacher who makes less than $35,000 a year now, which is any teacher with around 8-9 years experience in North Carolina. They too will raise up to that $35,000 a year salary by year two of this plan. So it affects almost 40,000 teachers in North Carolina, or 95,000 public school teachers in the state. So it is pretty comprehensive in that respect, but it still doesn't address teachers who have 10 or 15 years experience. There's no plan in place that's been announced yet that will affect their salary structure.
Well, I'll talk more about that in a second, but even with this plan, any sense of how, if this plan were implemented, given what we know now about the plan, how would North Carolina's starting teacher salaries or those affected, how would teacher salaries compare with other states?
Well, they would dramatically increase, almost to the national average. They would be higher than neighboring states, South Carolina and Tennessee, and almost to the level of Virginia. There's been a lot of talk lately about how North Carolina average teacher salary is 46. Their starting teacher salary is even worse than that. It's about 48. So what this will do is it'll vault North Carolina up pretty high. Now, we don't know what other states are doing. There are a lot of plans out there in other states. So whether this will bring new teachers up in line in the national average or not, we're not sure yet. There are other teachers wrestling with some of these same, or other states wrestling with some of these same issues. But it will certainly improve things for new teachers. And that's really the sort of aspect of McCrory's plan that they're very excited about. Republicans are, because they believe, and they've been told by some teachers that they had on a teacher advisory committee to Governor McCrory, that if you have limited resources, you spend it on your teachers in their first or early years to try to capture that good talent coming out of college, make them make North Carolina their home, and try to turn them into career teachers.
Now, for teachers who've been in the system for a long, long time and dedicated to this project, they are how are they feeling about this, about, in a sense, not being having their salaries not addressed in this plan?
Well, at best, skeptical, but maybe openly hostile in some cases as well. You got to remember, teachers have been through a really challenging year from a policy standpoint. They've seen career status, which some people call tenure, taken away. So that really was a job protection, not in the sense where you have a job for life, but really that somebody had to take you through the due process to fire you. Now teachers can be fired really at will by superintendents or principals. They lost the master's degrees raise. If teachers get a master's degree down the line, they'll no longer get a raise. They've lost, if they teach in the first or second or third grade, they lost their teacher assistants in many places. So teachers have been through the ringer. I think anybody would say that, Republican or Democrat. So any proposal is going to be met with a certain amount of skepticism. This one has a lot of questions still surrounding it, how it's going to be implemented. And there we keep hearing talk about these things coming down the line. Governor McCrory, other Republican legislators are saying there's going to be more news. There's going to be more news about things coming down the line that will affect these experienced teachers. they're wondering what those things are and exactly how they're going to affect them.
You talked to a number of teachers. Kimberly Daughtry is one. She's an elementary school teacher in Northampton County. Let's hear what she had to say.
I rent a home. I would love to own my own home. And at this point, if things continue, that won't be possible. So I think that they need to take more time and pay us based on the quality of what we do instead of saying the money's not there.
All right. Are you hearing any positive feedback from teachers, Dave?
Yeah, some. I mean, I think there's definitely that feeling like, okay, at least this is something. There are people who are talking about teachers not making enough. And I think, you know, Republicans and Democrats are saying, okay, being 46th in the country and teacher salary is not good enough. There are different ways that we can get there and try to raise teacher salaries. We were just listening to a panel of Republican and Democratic legislators here at the Emerging Issues Forum, and Republicans and Democrats alike were saying, okay, we need to have plans in place to raise these teacher salaries. How they get there, though, is a very different path, because Democrats want to see that teacher salaries are raised across the board. Republicans want to see things put into place that would evaluate these teachers and pay for performance. And there's a lot of Democrats and a lot of teachers who hear that phrase and get really nervous.
Well, and Larry Hall's, the House Minority Leader's comment that he's a little skeptical because this is an election year. All of those arguments that were made and all of the arguments cited by Governor McCrory Monday in saying that they were going to raise teachers' pay were made during the legislative session. Don't cut their pay. Don't leave pay where it is. You must raise pay because this is important. Apparently that fell on deaf ears during the session, and suddenly those arguments are winning the day among Republicans.
Right, and even Republicans that I've spoken to here today are remarking that, wow, wasn't it something that all of the Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor McCrory were all joined together yesterday at Ragsdale High School, where Governor McCrory went to make this announcement. And I think that gives a sense of just how many different opinions there are among Republicans and Democrats, but even within one party, about the things they want to try to implement, which really makes the next couple of months interesting in ahead of May when the short session starts, because you're going to see a lot of different ideas trying to be coalesced together and try to have a unified front. And as we know, Republicans control both houses in the state legislature and the Republican mansion, or the governor mansion. And so anything they really propose is going to make it through. They've shown a very unified front, and at least in when they get to the point of voting. But there's going to be a lot of questions before
right.
that.
If they stay together between now and the actual vote. Dave DeWitt, great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Dave DeWitt, WNZ's education reporter, speaking to us from the Emerging Issues Forum in Raleigh. Just ahead, oh, it's cold and it's icy out there. There must be 14 feet of snow predicted. Anyway, we'll hear about ice music, a good way to make use of the cold weather, on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.